Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining me. It's such a pleasure to see that FOSDEM is alive and well during these strange times and that we're able to keep bringing our little community together. My last round as a speaker in this dev room might have been 10 years ago, but FOSDEM has always felt a little bit like coming home, and not just because of the lingering smell of French fries in the hallways, which I do miss dearly. My talk is scheduled to be the last of the day, and as a longtime attendee myself, I know that our dev room is visited by the sharpest talents in the MySQL world. And I'm really proud to get to work with some of these people regularly after so many years, and happy to be continuously impressed by all the new developments. But being at the cutting edge of this space and listening to talks that focus on solving problems at the highest levels all day, that can also create an impression that using MySQL and becoming a part of this community is quite intimidating. So here I am to lower the standards. Just kidding. Here I am to extend a hand to all of those who are here to learn more about MySQL by necessity, because it's hard not to nowadays, but also because thanks to its long life and history, it can be really hard to know where to start when all you really want is to make sure that things aren't actively on fire. So my name is Liz Van Dyke, and despite having spoken in this dev room before and having considered myself a part of this community for the past 10 or so years, I don't actually use or think about MySQL that often. In my role as a solution architect currently, I'm more often called to sound knowledgeable about various parts of the stack rather than actually having an environment where I can build real-world experience. So I find myself constantly needing to review even the most basic things and making sure that what I'm putting together or demoing hasn't diverged too far from the current reality of things. I'm what you could call a perpetual beginner at MySQL, and I believe, given how widely MySQL is implemented, that probably aligns pretty closely with a lot of the engineers to whom it's just one more part of a very diverse and a rapidly evolving stack, but still one they want to learn about. So I work for PlanetScale. I fulfill a technical pre-sales role there, and I love it. As a company, PlanetScale's got a very strong vision of what the database of the future looks like, and it's very deeply invested into the MySQL ecosystem, as well as Vitess, which Lomi also covered during his talk. I wish I'd accumulated anywhere near the chops he and the others in this dev room have in these past 12 years of being involved with MySQL, but the reality is, my knowledge of various parts of the stack is kind of like a sandcastle. And in my role, I've had to learn how to be effective at starting from scratch multiple times and finding the right tool belt to get me 80% of the way there. So that's what I'm hoping to share with you here today. So you're a developer. Of course, you know of MySQL. You can write queries, sort of, or at least you know your ORM does, and for the most part, it just feels like a bit of a dinosaur. That's more or less a given wherever you encounter it. No wonder, the software is so old. Clearly there ought to be better solutions for things, but we're all just kind of used to it, right? So no matter the actual situation, most people don't grow up dreaming of becoming a DBA specifically, and more the responsibility over this very critical part of the stack has become shared with that of many other components. And so we have just as many Stack Overflow DBAs as we do developers. First of all, I am one too, so hello, friends. As you can imagine, floating up and down the stack every day,